Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Asthma. Millions have it, and current treatments can help the wheezing, coughing, and other symptoms, but they don't get to the bottom of what's causing it. Now, for the first time, scientists found a new way to try to stop an asthma attack before it happens. They target the trigger, which is an allergen. Now, asthma happens when the immune system launches into overdrive when a usually harmless substance comes in contact with your airway. They studied a common culprit, dust mites. They developed an inhalable compound that, when tested on rats, dampened their immune response to the allergen. They say this could be a new direction in the treatment of asthma. The research was published in the American Chemical Society's Journal of Medicinal Chemistry. And from Mayo Clinic, most patients with triple-negative breast cancer should have genetic testing for mutations in known breast cancer genes, including BRCA1 and BRCA2. These findings come from the largest analysis to date of genetic mutations in this aggressive form of breast cancer. Knowing this information is important both in terms of the risk of recurrence and the risk to family members. Here's Dr. Fergus Couch.
When we find a mutation, an individual, there's a benefit to that individual perhaps in the future in terms of what type of therapy they might receive. We find that people with these types of mutations often can benefit from some of the new therapies that are being developed, such as PARP inhibitors and additional compounds like that. Also, however, their family members will benefit because now we know that there's a mutation tracking through the family, and those other individuals can be tracked for that exact mutation, and that alerts them to the fact that they're at higher risk of disease as well.
This was published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. And now let's talk about a very common knee injury and its repair. Well, it turns out research shows a popular surgery to fix meniscal tears may increase the risk of osteoarthritis and cartilage loss in some patients. Now, this is according to research from Boston University presented at the annual meeting of the Radiological Society of North America. The researchers say their findings mean there needs to be careful consideration about having surgery to avoid accelerating the onset of the disease. Now, the meniscus is a wedge-shaped piece of cartilage in the knee that acts like a shock absorber. There's two in each knee, and they also help with joint stability. Surgery is usually done to stop pain from an injury. An alternative to surgery is physical therapy. Symptoms are commonly treated with ice and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications. Now, again, they say the need for surgery should be discussed carefully to avoid future problems with the knee. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.